Milwaukee students, teachers, and parents from private choice schools packed the room for the Budget Committee's vote on expansion of the program. Under bills before joint finance, the 15% cap on the number of public school children who can participate in the choice program would be eliminated. The program would also be expanded to include not just the city of Milwaukee, but Milwaukee County as well. Expansion proposals would also make choice schools available to students, even if the student's family no longer meets the program's low-income criteria. Pro-choice citizen advocates aimed their attention at two Milwaukee legislators on the budget panel. One of them, Democratic Senator Gwen Moore. Moore says she is in favor of school choice and voted for it in 1990, but she says getting rid of choice enrollment caps guts Milwaukee public schools. According to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the school choice program cost about $70 million this year in a combination of state and Milwaukee public school money. Milwaukee schools lost $31 million that went for tuition for its students who switched to private schools under choice. Author of the original choice program, Milwaukee Representative Spencer Coggs, tried a compromise amendment, asking for a 20% enrollment cap, higher than the current 15%, but not removing it altogether. In the end, the Coggs compromise failed. Coggs says without compromise, the governor will almost certainly veto the expansion. Republican Senator Alberta Darling says the governor has been unwilling to negotiate on the issue. She says expanding choice helps both choice and MPS students. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.